This should be no big deal.
Okay.
But some folks like to argue how you do this says about your a lot about your personality.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out they may be right. This move in this situation will have people you have never met furious with you as a human being. And the man who hates these people the most,
yes,
I am sitting right across from.
And I'm guessing this move is mostly done by men.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the move is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right.
I think you're right. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, a headline in the Democrat and Chronicle.
What happened?
Quote, the Rochester parking debate you never knew you were in.
Oh.
So this story cites a recent New York Times article that uses psychology to break down what types of people pull forward into parking spots versus back into parking spots.
What are you talking about? Cool back-it-in guy. He's going to whip that wheel around because he's cool back-it-in guy.
All right, so off the bat, Tommy, are you a puller or a backer?
Puller.
You're a puller. You're going
pullers is day one. So.
Kimmy, are you a puller or a backer?
I'm usually a puller, but I always look for the spot where I could just pull right through.
Oh, the pull through. Okay. That's a third option that we'll talk about later.
Okay.
All right. So the story in the Times concluded that folks who pull into their parking spots are impatient people. They want what they want right now. They are not thinking about the future. They want to get in and get out.
You're just pulling apart.
You're pulling right in the parking spot. You are not considering anything down the road, which sounds a lot like someone I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know a lot of people.
However, the back-inners were into delayed gratification. They were going to take the time early to back in, so when it was time to go, they were able to get right the hell out of there and not have to worry about negotiating that parking lot. Does that sound right to you? That sounds pretty right to me.
I mean, I never thought about it that way. I just thought you were just being a douche.
So you don't like people who back in?
No.
Why?
Because I noticed the cars that they drive and their attitude is mostly dudes.
Okay.
It's usually dudes my age.
Okay.
And they usually drive these big-ass vehicles that they don't need anymore. And, hey, excuse me, I got to pull my escalator in here. Number one grandpa coming through.
So usually somebody in a truck.
So it's funny you bring that up.
Ford F-150.
When it's applied to Rochester, Jim Memmott, the author of this article, said he went out and did his own research, noticed that pickup trucks were far more likely to back in than they were to pull in. So both of you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah.
So if there is a person listening in a pickup truck, you're a backer in or not a puller through.
My husband drives a pickup truck. I don't think I've ever seen him pull into a parking space. He's only backed into a parking space.
And I don't get it.
Well, no, we just explained it.
Well, because he usually parks in the back, too.
He's got all the moves.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, look, your husband is also a guy that's in a delayed gratification, right? Like, he will take the time up front to make sure that his finish is easier, right? I mean,
I just thought they were just trying to, like, because they think they're cool doing it.
You thought they were backing in.
Yes, I do. I think there's some kind of satisfaction that, like, they're a big rig truck driver, wannabe boy, and he's going to back his truck in. Look at me. Because there's no reason to back it in.
No, I mean,
matter of fact, it's less convenient because you've already blocked your tailgate, so you can't even load your truck or your car because you pulled in with another bumper towards the back end of your truck. So how do you load your truck?
I think it's a lot easier to get out of the space, though, if you're backing into it.
Hey, wheel that sumbitch out here.
He's not listening. He's just keep doing the voice.
6 days on the road, gonna make it home tonight. They think they're half-ass 18-wheelers.
Why is this making you so mad?
Because it pisses me off.
Why does it piss you off?
Because they're just dicks.
But it doesn't affect you in any way.
No, it doesn't. Okay. How dare you do that in front of me?
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the right way to park your car in Rochester? Because there are a lot more backers today, I would argue, than there used to be. And I think technology has a lot to play into that. With backup cameras, the warning beeps, there are some cars that will back themselves in if you just press a button.
I find people who back in usually are straighter and more like even in the parking space than sometimes the people that are just pulling right up and going in.
You know this dick sideways every time he pulls into a parking spot.
I do foot faults a little bit.
Do you adjust or do you leave it?
Depends.
Depends on what?
Depends on if I feel like looking or not.
You're such a... No, you're the guy I hate. You're the guy I hate.
Well, I do.
No, because I got to get out because you're old ass that can't see straight stuff sideways.
Well,
I'm small.
I can just zip right out.
So man, that's what I mean.
Look at my little leg. Look.
I got broad shoulders.
Did it get in my car? Really?
if you're not watching the live stream, Tommy's doing ab work this morning out of his chair. No, man. If you're not in the lines of your diagonal, straighten out your
car. I mean, I'm not like cutting all the way in.
My ass
ain't touching your
ass. No, I'm telling you, man, I need every bit of space to get out of my effing car. I got broad shoulders, like a man. I don't need your baby ass shoulders ruining my day.
Yeah, I can zip into anything, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Folks are waiting patiently on phone. Hold.
Can I say one more thing?
Please.
If you back in,
yeah,
you think you're important.
You think
your car is important. You think you're important. It's almost like, you know, like you're a head of state pulling into something.
Or backing in.
Yeah, whatever. Like,
were you doing the wedding march? You were doing the wedding march.
No, it's the president.
Oh, okay, you're right. You were doing Hail to the Chief. I'm sorry. I heard. Da-da-da-da.
No, I think you think you're important. And I think your vehicle is so special, man. I got to back it in.
Before we go to the phones, Phil writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I always back in because it's so much easier to leave. Unless what Kimmy just said, I will pull through if I can. Ryan writes,
"Yeah,
I put my groceries in my trunk, so pulling in is more convenient. I park next to the cart return, so I think I'm still forward thinking. I do the same thing, which kind of sucks because some Wegmans have the expected mother parking right next to the cart return.
Oh.
And I don't want to park there because I want to be that guy. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Nate. Hey, Nate, how are you, brother?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I think anybody has missed it so far, which is that if you have a large vehicle like a pickup truck, it's much easier to back it into a parking space than it is to pull forward. Because if you pull forward, then
you don't know how to drive your truck.
You gotta take that, Nate.
You don't know how to park, man.
Tommy's also right. I'm also a very important truck driver. I like to show off as I'm backing in, but because I know how to operate it properly, that is why I back it in and then I pull it out when I'm leaving, because it's nice and easy.
Ooh.
See, he's a showy dick.
His logic makes sense.
I know it doesn't,
man. These parking spaces were designed for you to pull in.
What does that even mean?
They're not designed to back in.
They're just parking spaces.
What, you talk to Bobby Parking Spot?
There's no rules.
Right, let me ask you this. When you go home, do you back your truck into your garage?
Absolutely.
What are you, Batman now?
I will back in my driveway.
Why?
Because it's easier to get out.
It feels like
I'm saying, Nate, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. It feels like I'm saving time at 2:30 in the morning when I'm leaving. I'm just boop.
There's nobody around.
I know. It's stupid. It just feels, I feel cooler. Just boop, right out.
All right.
I'll back into my, because I got time on my street. Like, nobody's around. I can just back it in. I feel bad backing in like parking lots because I'm taking, if someone's coming around the corner, now they got to wait for me to.
All right. That makes you a semi-dick.
Shut up. 252-WCMF. We got more Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. If you're just joining us, article in the DNC based on data from the New York Times talks about people pulling in versus backing into parking spots. And the psychology behind it, puller inners are abandoning all future concerns, right? You want to get out of your car. You want to go right now. Where back inners, at least according to the theory,
cool guy,
practice delayed gratification. Mm. They know it'll be easier to get out of that parking spot when they're ready to leave. And that's what they are looking forward to. Therefore, they take their time when backing in. Tommy thinks anyone that backs in is a massive douche.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Lou writes, it's safer to back in.
Every Lou backs in.
That way, when you're pulling out, you can see the parking lot or the road. You can see pedestrians or cars a lot easier.
Yeah, that's why.
Not wrong.
He doesn't care about people.
He's not wrong. Dalton writes. Not only do I back in everywhere, also don't care if I'm not lined up in a spot or not because I have a truck. Man, no,
you're the worst person.
Yeah, we both think you're a dick. Yeah. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
When I was about 21 years old, I had finally saved up enough money to buy a brand new truck, and I was pulling out of a spot. I had the truck for maybe 2 or 3 days. In a parking lot, some guy comes around the corner, whips it, and smashes the back part of my tailgate. Ever since that day, I've backed into every spot I entirely can because I don't want somebody to come around and smash me. It's as simple as that.
Thought?
He was traumatized.
He was,
as a child.
That would traumatize me. Think of all that money at 20.
It was his
old
Vietnam, man.
Yeah, as opposed to your Vietnam, which is raising your stupid legs in that stupid chair with your stupid track suit. Go to hell, dummy. Bye, Dick.
Bye, Jeremy. Have a good rest of the day.
Go to hell, dummy.
All right, you had made the statement that only men back in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lauren is here to disagree.
She's a lady backer.
Hey, Lauren, what's up?
Hey, no, I think some guy already touched on my point. I will back in if there aren't cars waiting for me because it takes like 2 extra seconds to back in.
Okay.
And that's only because I want the vision of seeing more clearly if people are walking behind me. Because even your rear view mirror, your screen, the backup mirror,
mm-hmm.
it still has blind spots and you could actually hit somebody.
It's a trampy look for a woman, man, to back in like that.
Why?
You look loose. You look like a loose Parker.
You don't look loose. You look like you give a crap about, like, watching out for people.
Yeah.
There's so many people in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauren, you're talking to a guy who has hit multiple things backing out.
Which makes
of places.
Him the trampiest and loosest of all. He's just backing his ass at everything. You like that? You like that? Smash, you like that?
People that are Tommy's height is an example of why you should be able to see more clearly, because you might hit somebody smaller.
Yeah, because I hear from a distance. He looks like a speed.
He does not die.
Yeah, Lauren, all thanks right. for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Lauren is not happy she called me. Dom writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF. Tommy's just mad because he's a little bitch that can't use his mirrors but won't admit it and uses a camera like a little bitch. Why would you not use the camera?
Yeah.
I use the camera.
No, I'm saying like Dom is like criticizing.
I don't know why that's a flex on people. It's like it's there. Why don't you just use it?
Like I just use the camera.
I don't mow the lawn.
It's probably more accurate than you actually turning around to look behind
you. I never turn around anyway. You don't have to.
I got a pair of scissors I cut my lawn with because I'm a man. All right, so Kimmy brought up something a second ago.
Yeah.
You got the pull-inners.
Mm-hmm.
You got the back-in or pull. Yeah. What about the pull-throughers when the spot is open ahead of the next
one? Love it. There's something so satisfying. You'd be like, yes, the pull-through spot.
So you know that's called a bitch park, right?
I don't care.
Do you judge people that pull through?
I never thought about it, but starting to not like it.
Do you pull through?
No.
Why?
I mean, I usually just back up and go.
If it's there, you won't pull through?
No, because I when I go to Wegmans, I get my system.
What's your system?
I get my spot, and I don't want to pull through because I don't like that lane to leave. Because then it's too complicated.
Complicated.
Yeah, it's a big production. I
got to
make a right, a left, and a right. I don't want to do that. Mine is shoot. I'm out.
Well, you park on the opposite side of everyone else parking in the Pittsburgh. Everybody parks
only
on the burger bar side.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's where I park.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my spot.
Oh.
But if I pull through, it kind of puts me in the middle lanes, and I don't like it.
Do you hear yourself right now?
I go.
You hear yourself?
Because
mm-hmm. people are giving like logical explanations to say why they back in, and then you just open your mouth and drop that. That's the thing you just did.
Are
all couples different parkers? Like, does a puller always have to marry a backer? Because you're a puller. Your husband's a backer.
I will back it. Like, if the thing is, like, I'm thinking of just me parking at the Wegmans parking lot, and the Wegmans parking lot's so busy that even though I like to back in, I don't want to, like, hold somebody else up, or, like, usually it's blocked trying to back in. So that's why I'm a pull thrower.
Okay.
In the situation.
I understand. Adam writes us on Instagram, and it's a valid question. Duffy and WCMF. Why are there no pulling out of Tommy's mom jokes? Because this is a serious conversation.
Yes, come on now.
That's why.
Yes.
All right, we got science, and the New York Times is involved here. Can we check, Kimmy, what science actually says is the better way to do it? Scientifically, should you be pulling in or backing in? Because I think the reason that this stands out so much in Rochester specifically,
yeah,
most of us don't have difficult parking situations.
No.
Like,
we don't live in a big city where it's tight.
Exactly. Like, if you live in New York, you know, Los Angeles, San Francisco, yeah. Atlanta.
L.A., Hollywood.
Dip. You have to parallel park. Even if you live in the city, here in Rochester, lots of places have parking lots. It's rare you get to a place where you have to park and there aren't a ton of spots available. So it's really like dealer's choice.
Yeah.
So it says more about your personality. Proof of that is that we shoehorn valet parking into places that don't need it so some people can feel fancy.
Yes.
Well, we have an answer.
Best bang for the buck.
All right, Kimmy, scientifically, what is the better way to get into a parking
space? So, according to driving instructors and AAA, backing into a parking space is considered to be the best, safest, and most efficient method by experts. Because
it offers, backing in?
Yeah, because it offers superior visibility when exiting, reducing accidents.
Ooh, you look so dumb right now. You look so dumb. Pull out of your mom, you look so dumb. Pete writes,
what does Petey say?
Firefighters back in as practice for driving fire trucks. That sounds like what a 7-year-old would say. My cat's breath smells like cat food. Brandon writes, people who know how to drive back in or pull through. The rest lack driving skill and thought processing.
They think they're commercial truck drivers.
You started
They think they're badasses.
Well, I mean,
I'm a Teamster, kind of. I just don't pay the union dues.
You do have to admit. I mean, when somebody can smoothly back into a parking spot in two moves, it's
yeah,
a pretty good
yeah,
look.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's
when
impressive.
It
but that's
quickly.
Why they do it, though.
No, but
it's a completely unnecessary maneuver.
No, but it's not. It just said, we just looked it up. Scientifically, it's a safer way to do it, according to AAA and driving instructors, yeah. which you yourself said, they know what they're talking about.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me, because backing in, I mean, it's the same as far as danger is concerned. Backing in would also be dangerous, because you have blind spots when you're backing in.
Not according to AAA and driving instructors.
And by the way, my car is full of sensors now. I don't need to work.
Yeah, but really, when you're backing into a parking spot, you have more visibility than when you're backing out of a parking spot, because you got two cars on the side of you when you're backing out.
Yeah, she's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's nobody that's going to walk between the cars. Also, you hit a retaining wall at Wegmans with all the sensors.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Knocked one of them out.
I will say, if you're going to back in, you get one shot.
Yeah,
if
fair.
If you're going to back in a couple different times and now you're holding up traffic... I would just give up.
One of the funniest things you will see, and I see this at Henrietta all the time, to your point, I think that everybody has that rule. Like, when you see someone trying back in, they realize they're not going to do it, and they just frustratingly drive off because they realize you watch them do that. Danielle brings up another interesting point here.
What's that?
She writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Always back into a parking spot. The one time you don't will be the time your car battery dies and you can't jump it because there's another car blocking you from getting the
jumper
cable.
When's the last time your battery died on you,
lady? People have batteries
that
die. That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Me either.
What?
That if you are parked forward and your battery dies, unless the person directly in front of you is going to jump you, you're SOL, man.
What about the guy right here?
What are you talking about?
Well, because your nose to
I just said, unless that guy is right there and is willing to jump you.
Yes.
Then you're SOL. If you back in, you know, that AAA's
got longer cables. AAA's got super long cables. They do. And by right, now they use those They use those jumper packs.
Yes, I understand. But if you have your own cables and you are backed in, anybody can jump you. You don't have to wait for AAA.
Are you that paranoid? You think your car is that crappy?
No, I'm just saying it happens.
Junk-ass driving.
By right, man.
Slut driving.
By right. Credit where credit is due.
Okay.
This guy got a lot further than 99% of the people who would have tried what he did.
Well, that's good.
But as they say, Tommy, crime doesn't pay.
Mm.
Eventually, the police will get their man. Because despite the spectacle, in the end, all this man did was make his potential eventual punishment so much worse. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Monsters Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a hell of a scene in a Livingston County courthouse.
What happened?
So this story happened all the way back in early February, but we just heard about it for the first time over the weekend.
Mm.
A 34-year-old man from Dansville was in court for an appearance.
Oh, I've been to that courthouse. Quite nice.
We don't know what the initial court appearance was for, but we can deduce, based on the allegations, he did not want to be there.
Okay.
According to authorities, the 34-year-old man started fighting with the deputies inside the courthouse.
Well, how's that going to go for you?
Oh, you would think. Not good,
not
right?
Not good, because I'm guessing there's more deputies than you.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. Like, there's deputies crawling all over the courthouse.
And they can call more deputies.
Somehow, this 34-year-old man, according to police, managed to not only avoid being detained, he got out of the courthouse.
Okay, he's loose.
He is out of the courthouse. Authorities say once he got out, he jumped into a car and took off.
Well, Deputy Dog's going to nail his ass.
Well, kind of. The escape was short-lived because, according to police, during the pursuit, he got into an accident when he ran into the back of a police car.
Oh, no. A cop car.
Yes. The irony is delicious.
Yes.
The 34-year-old man was arrested. He was charged with felony escape, assault, criminal mischief, and resisting arrest. Oh, he's got another court date coming up. Let's hope this one goes a little smoother.
Yeah.
So first off, this guy, if the allegations are true, managed to do what every man believes he could do.
Which is?
Escape the courthouse.
Yeah, well, he jumped up. He fought off a couple of cops.
Eluded the law.
Yeah, took off running, got into a car. This is every action movie we grew up
on. Now on the run.
He was wrongfully arrested. Now he's on the run to get his own justice. Arnold Schwarzenegger in something.
Dansville Justice.
Kimmy, do you think he surprised himself?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm assuming once he got into that car and thought, oh, crap, I'm free.
What do I do now?
Yeah, like, where am I going, and how am I getting there, and how long till they find me?
Like, if we walk through what he was able to pull off, if the allegations are true, right?
Yeah.
He didn't lose the fight, which is amazing, first of all, with the deputies initially. They didn't manage to get cuffs on him. which is also remarkable.
Yeah.
He got out of the building. House.
Yeah.
And then he got into a car.
Yeah.
Like there
and pulled out.
There had to be a point where he was in the car where his thought was, what do I do next?
Yeah. Because I don't think he had a plan for this.
All right, quick sidebar.
Mm.
We would assume there were some observers in this courtroom.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right?
Oh.
Okay. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys know this. You're allowed to just go watch most trials.
Yeah.
Like, you could walk in, sit down, and take it in.
Well, it seems like it's probably a pretty busy place on a daily basis.
Yeah. This would have to be one of those things. If you were, like, people that were in the courthouse witnessing this, like, sitting in the chairs in the courtroom, as they were witnessing it, they had to just assume, this will all be over soon.
Yeah.
And it just kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, at what point, if you are in the courtroom watching this, do you start to get scared?
Oh, immediately.
Because
it just looks like an insane thing to try.
But I'm saying, like, my
thought. For me just sitting there?
Yeah, my thought would be if I'm sitting there, like, oh, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, at least he's going to be apprehended soon. Mm-hmm. Like, if this guy starts winning and he's desperate and there isn't really a plan, like, you would have to start getting a little nervous.
Are you nervous, though, or are you just shocked? Like, I don't know if I would be initially nervous as much as I'm just like, holy crap, this is going on right in front of me. It's just not something I expected to see today.
Yeah.
You're not worried about what a desperate man is capable
of doing?
Well, I mean,
but he's running out. You know what I mean? Like, he's running away from the situation.
But when the fight is happening, you don't know his plan is to get
away.
Well,
that's true. He grabs a gun or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't even know do court deputies in Livingston County carry weapons? I'm not sure.
I'm assuming they do.
Is assuming? Like, what is that?
It's the same as assuming, but a little bit.
Gotcha.
A little different. So, my biggest fear would be, because I was at, I'm pretty sure, this actual courthouse for my DWI.
Uh-huh. It's like a high school reunion.
Yeah, it's kind of, I see how the old gang's doing. If I'm up, like I say I'm up next with the judge, is he going to be pissed off in general that this has happened and now, next, just get him up here, I'm done with this crap. You know, like, am I going to get judged harsher in general because I'm part of the crowd that just acted up?
Or do you look like an angel?
Oh, also could go that way.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to be as easy as possible.
Because
like,
I was sweating bullets just in a normal courtroom.
Sure.
And the judge wasn't I had a judge that was pissed off that night.
Mm.
And he was pissed off at my lawyer.
Oh.
And I was scared then.
Okay.
I can't imagine this going down.
Now, for those who say that Tommy is stupid to have this thought, there have been several studies done that show harsher sentences are handed down by judges pre-lunch compared to after lunch breaks.
It's makes sense.
It's a legitimate psychological
thing. I mean, they're human beings.
Angry.
I'm going to go with Kimmy here, where
that
guy was such a bad example.
How about that guy, huh?
Of a defendant that you just not trying to escape makes you look 1,000 times
better. You're like Golden Boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That would be great.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this 34-year-old man from Dansville. He was in court in Livingston County for an appearance. We don't know for what, but he didn't want to be there because, according to police, 34-year-old man started fighting with deputies inside the courthouse. He managed to somehow escape the courthouse and get into a car and take off. That didn't last long, though, because, according to police, he then ran into the back of a cop car in his car.
It's like a comedy.
It really is. He was charged with a felony escape, assault, criminal mischief, and resisting arrest. Quick further sidebar.
Yeah.
Right? Where did the car come from?
Oh, yeah, it was because he was driving. They say he was driving the car?
He drove the car.
Oh, so he drove himself there?
All right, you know what? I take it back. It just says he got into a car. It doesn't say he was driving a car.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But his buddy picked him up?
Somebody was, like, ready to go?
So maybe there was a plan?
Okay.
If the allegations are
maybe.
True, look, I don't know if he was driving.
Try to get out of here, be ready for me.
Did you say why he was in court?
No, we don't know initially why he was there. Kimmy, can you pull up the story to see if he was driving, if it states that plainly? Because what's weird about this is there's no charges that he's facing now for, like, stealing a car or carjacking.
Yeah, because that would be in there.
So, like,
he's either got a buddy.
Or he managed to get to his own car.
Yeah.
You think he had to back out if he got to his own car?
Oh, it would have been better for, you know what? If he would have backed in, he could have split.
No, he really could have.
Yeah, you're right. That's the one case. In a cop car, man.
I think the biggest kick in the scrot here for this guy, even though everything that could have gone well went well, he still ended up arrested and behind bars.
And I wonder if it was something minor, like he didn't even do this.
I am dying to know what he was
doing. Pay the fine and leave.
Yes, you're right. Like, if he would have just stayed put and not gone on this alleged rampage, like, what is the maximum punishment he would have gotten?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. We are a risk versus reward show. Like, if this guy is facing 25 years or more in prison, you would understand in some weird way why he took a chance.
Yeah.
Right? But if he's looking at, like, 18 months or a fine, to your point, Now you got all this added on top?
And they know you. Here's the other thing. They know you. You're in Livingston County. Where are you going?
Yeah.
We had that one comedy night that ended in a riot down there.
Yeah, because Tommy tried to tell some jokes and people heard them.
What was that one joke I was telling again?
Nah, it was boring. I don't remember. All I heard was, boo! Boo!
But you remember they pepper sprayed the joint and everything? They had it. And some of those guys, the cops that came in, knew the guys that they pepper sprayed from high school. Like, they knew each other.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Yeah, like, they were almost, like, joking around with her, trying to get him out of there.
All right.
So I'm figuring, you know, he's probably, you could be semi-known. Danville's not a big town.
All right, but counterpoint to that, we had that story 2 weeks ago with that guy that was accused of stealing, what was it, $10,000 worth of iPhones from Walmart?
Yeah.
He lived in this area. They knew who he was, and it took him two years to arrest him, and they only arrested him because he was busted on a traffic stop and the warrant was out.
Oh.
So to say, like, it's crazy to go a town or two over and not get, but it's not that crazy.
Right.
It happens all the time.
Right.
You know, it's funny. Like, I guess maybe the moral of the story here. You can roll the dice and try something no one else succeeds at.
Sure.
You can somehow best folks that are rarely bested in these court deputies. You can be in a car and running away. But eventually, whether it is tomorrow, like you're saying, because they know where you are, or 3 years from now, if you just pop up on a TSA list, your luck's going to run out.
Yes.
And in this case, in an extremely funny way, like a couple of cops couldn't bring him in, but an empty cop car could. Kimmy, doesn't say he was driving the car.
So
in the
story. I'm assuming he was because it says he hit a sheriff's car.
Okay.
All
right,
and then it said he took off in a car.
So he must have got to his own car, which is even more crazy.
Yeah.
Then he got to the parking lot. It was like, there I am.
Yeah.
Like it would make more sense if he ran outside and was like, give me a car right now.
Well, maybe he got a sweet spot right up front. What?
I'm just saying. Like, you know, it's.
Sometimes you luck out.
It's justification for you where you drive around and you park. I'm not parking any further out. All right. If this is a buddy of yours and he somehow makes bail, do you have to bail him out?
Oh.
Because you've said.
As a buddy?
All right,
certain buddies, yes. All right, back in the day.
I know. Let's go right now. All right. Let's say I got brought into court for.
Being a doofus.
Being a doofus.
Yeah.
A felony count of
doofus
being
court.
A doofus. And I go on this rampage.
Yeah.
And I call you up and I explain everything and I go, hey, it's 50 grand.
50 grand.
I'll get you the money. I'll get you the money. I just need you to come down and bail me out.
Well, how much do I have to bring?
50 grand.
I don't have 50 grand.
Bro, how long have we known each other for? You can't come up with 50. Call your brother. Help me out. Help me.
I got to call my brother.
Tommy.
And get 50. I got to be on a hook for 50 G's.
No, I got it.
Oh, you're breaking up.
I got it.
I can't. Wait.
You wouldn't bail me
out. You say it again?
You wouldn't bail me out.
I don't have. Yeah.
You're such a dick.
You know what?
No, you're not getting bailed out. I mean, Kimmy, if somebody in your family goes on this rampage and somehow makes bail, do you have to go down and bail
them
out?
You think Queen Chintz? I've never seen a purse on this girl.
I
backpack.
Does it make a difference what they were there initially?
She's already
for?
Because
I'm pissed. Because here's the thing: like, I'm pissed if like they made it worse for them. They obviously
they
made it worse
made
for
it
themselves.
Worse.
But
you're
if they
jail,
were there for
court.
Like a minor thing in the to begin with, and then they went off and did this, I'm not bailing.
Well, I'm guessing the only way they would even make bail is if it was a minor thing to begin with.
Yeah.
By the way, 10% of what the actual bail
that's
is?
That's a bail bonds.
Right? So that would be $500,000 bail.
Damn. The 50 G.
Well, I'm confused now.
No.
All right.
How much will you Google what you owe on? I thought you only owed 10% of what the bail was.
Well, that's what the bail bondsman
won. Okay,
that's what you put up to him.
Okay, that makes sense.
But then he's on the hook if you take off.
Yeah,
so
but
that's
what
they come track.
But you would have to go give the money to the bail bondsman.
Yeah.
10 to 15%.
Okay,
and those are pleasant people. Such a nice people.
Do we still have bail bondsmen in the greater Rochester area?
I would assume we do.
I never see the signs anymore.
Yeah. They used to advertise on the show.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you were getting pepper sprayed for trying to tell jokes. Get off the stage! I'm not saying these numbers aren't real.
Okay.
I'm not saying these numbers wouldn't hurt a business. What I am saying is this is less about these numbers, and more about your product.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Papa John's is in trouble again.
What happened now?
Now, when I say in trouble, I don't mean like owner of the company using racial slurs trouble.
They had a shakaroni?
No, they got plenty. In fact, they have too much shakaroni. That's why they're in trouble.
That's him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Shaq. After the guy said racist stuff, they brought in Shaq.
Okay.
Hey, look, Shaq's a businessman. He owns everything. Papa John's has announced they will be closing 300 locations nationwide.
That's a lot of done pie.
So, lest we not forget, Papa John's was struggling as a franchise a decade ago, and that was before the insanity that turned out to be Papa John himself.
The guy in the ad.
You got it. That hurt them even more. Then, as you mentioned, Shaq showed up. They dropped the Shaq-a-roni on America.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they were going to have this resurgence. Yeah. Rochester, that Kimmy, that was without a Papa John's for a decade.
All of a sudden, one or two popped up, right?
I think we have
Shaq.
Yeah, we have two.
Yeah.
Pizza tastes like
a place
Icy Hot.
We didn't think would ever come back.
I forgot to wash my hands.
But now again, they are facing problems.
All right.
So, Papa John says the reason they have to do this is because pizza is not as popular as it once was.
Okay. Pie is down.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. It was the number one rated ethnic food in America.
Yeah.
It was also had the most franchises of any kind of style of food in America.
Mm-hmm.
That has stopped. Coffee shops have taken over. Mexican food is starting to take over. There you go. But here's the thing. I don't believe that's why Papa John's and Pizza Hut and places like that are struggling.
So what's the problem?
Well, look, Little Caesars continues to expand, and that's because the price is right.
Yeah, and you need two pizza.
Well, you can get one if you want.
Oh.
It's whatever many pizzas you want.
Oh, they're pizza pizza.
This is America. Well, that's what they – I don't think – do they say that anymore?
Yeah.
No.
The Little Caesars.
No, I know he used to say
pizza,
that.
Pizza.
I haven't heard him say pizza.
I haven't
pizza,
heard
pizza.
That in a long time.
But he just comes out and goes, pizza.
But to further strengthen my argument here.
Yeah.
When's the last time you could remember a mom-and-pop pizza place in the greater Rochester area shutting their doors? Like, shutting down completely. Yeah, the pizza stop closed in Pittsburgh, but that was like a rent issue, it turns out.
Not because of lack of business.
Exactly.
You're saying.
Yeah. Like, when is the last local mom-and-pop pizza place that shut their doors?
So I don't know if they moved. They might have moved. That Bay and Goodman pizza that was around the corner from me for a long time. That's no longer there.
I think they moved.
Did they just move? Okay.
Which is funny because now they're on their third location they were on Bay and Goodman.
Oh.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, if local places are able to stay open, and you have new local places opening all the time. Like, for example, Coriglio's, that wasn't a big place when I was a kid.
No, now it's a chain. Yeah.
It's everywhere, right? They're up there with the Marks and the Pontillos and the Salvatores and all that stuff, right? Not only do local places not close, they just continue to keep opening. And they're not doing it because they're not making money. My argument is Papa John's, Pizza Hut, places like that, you're not closing locations because nobody wants pizza. You're closing locations because your pizza's not that good.
Maybe the little guy is actually squeezing out the big guy.
Like the Boston, the little guys.
Yeah, little guys.
Boy, say.
That could be the way. But didn't pizza also get super expensive? Like it got like insanely expensive?
It's pricier than it used to be.
It was last night. Had a lot of pie last night.
Yeah,
it was a mom and mom operation.
Got that?
Yeah.
It's expensive at mom and pop places too.
That's what I'm saying, but you're getting a better pie. I guess you're getting a better
quality.
You're getting quality pie.
All right. I mean, I agree with you. The quality is much better, so I'm going to spend the money. I might as well spend it in a place that is near and dear to my heart that does better pizza.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it frustrates me when these corporations that continue to like make the quality worse to save money. Go, well, people just don't want pizza anymore. No, you're just bad at pizza. You're just bad at making pizza.
Well, because it was always just like quick, cheap pizza.
Yeah. But what pizza isn't quick?
I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Well,
Little Caesars is cheap and quick by definition. Like you go to Little Caesars, you know that pizza is not going to be out of this world, but it's $10.
Yeah.
So there's a market for that.
To your point, like there are different levels of pizza because I've even noticed more and more of like the like brick oven pizza places starting to open up too.
The
and that's like,
pizza.
I know people, it's a different category of pizza, but it's still cutting into the pizza market.
Brick oven, backs into the joint. Picks up his brick oven pie.
Are we just a place that can't get enough pizza? So like what's going on everywhere else doesn't apply to Rochester, like the greater Rochester area.
So I had thought that 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But, my daughter plays hockey.
Yeah.
So we're in different cities all the time. If you go to like a hotel front desk and go, where's the best pizza? They'll give you 15 pamphlets of local places. And you're right. It's a pickup place.
Yeah.
It's a sit down fancy place. It's a brick oven place. It seems that every community has there are 15 local places, just Pizza Hut and Papa John's are struggling. Again, 252-WCMF, Papa John's announces over the weekend they are closing 300 locations nationwide, and they blame the fact that pizza sales are down in America. But I'm arguing it has nothing to do with that. Your pizza's just not good because other places that either offer super cheap pizza or good pizza, they're not closing locations.
But I'm surprised they're not doing better in places like in the Midwest that didn't have like a lot of mom and pop joints.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, when you went into these small towns, the only pizza joint were those chains that went in there.
Okay, but you're also kind of wrong there. Because you and I would love to get Pizza Hut at those places because the pizza in those local places sucked.
Yeah.
But the people that live there don't know that pizza sucked.
But I don't remember mom and pop pizza joints like in Nebraska, those farm towns. It used to just be like Pizza Hut or Domino's, and that was it.
Maybe that's changed?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe so.
I mean, eventually, right?
I always remember mom and pop places. I mean, the pizza was terrible. It was terrible, but they were there.
Oh, I just remember those chains. And it was like, that's it.
No, I mean, like, you're right. Midwest pizza's terrible. St. Louis pizza is the worst pizza I ever had in my life. There's like a style.
St. Louis pizza?
Can you Google, Kimmy, the what St. Louis pizza is? Because I forget, but it was so bad.
Oh, how bad was it?
No, it was so it was just bad.
Oh,
it wasn't even
like, what'd they do to it?
I remember it was a certain way of preparing it. Kimmy, can you hit me with it, please?
So St. Louis-style pizza is a distinct regional pizza characterized by a very thin, cracker-like, yeast-free crust topped with
pigtail,
provolone cheese, and a sweet tomato-based sauce.
Pigtail.
So it's just really super thin, almost like crunchy.
It was like a cracker.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
It was so bad. And if I remember correctly, they used like slices, like sliced cheese too. Not like grated cheese, like from like a lunch meat.
Oh.
Really?
It says provolone cheese.
It was gross, man.
Wow.
But again, those people that live there don't know that's bad.
Yeah.
They've only grown up with that kind of pizza.
You only know what you know.
It's like someone from the South, when you bring them up here and give them Italian food, it's like, you know, watching a baby who was deaf get that cochlear implant. You've seen those videos. Oh, my God!
Okay, so it says they use a mix of cheddar, Swiss, and provolone?
No, it was bad.
That's a weird combo for a pizza.
That sounds like a casserole.
It was really bad. All right, so look, no indication as to whether or not our local Papa John's will be closing, so if you're a Papa John's fan, you may still be okay.
All right.
Just saying, if you want to keep your pizza places open, make better pizza.
Okay.
Papa John's.
Yes.